The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with SuperValue Travel Insurance. Don't worry about a thing with great value travel insurance online at supervalue.ie.
Good morning, everybody. What a lovely day it is in Dublin today. Anyhow, summer has come at last. Hold on a second, you're not going mad. That is the theme tune to Liveline, and yes, it is still 9 o'clock in the morning. Well, it's a couple of minutes past, about 4 minutes past. But we heard a rumour this morning that Joe is taking a Liveline spin-off off to RTE Telly. Could it be true? I suppose the question, or to paraphrase a young boy who was shocked that shoeless Joe Jackson and others from the Chicago White Sox threw the World Series in 1919 for a bribe. Say it is so, Joe. Anyhow, what else can we do other than talk to Joe? Joe, what's happening?
Dave, how are you? Good morning.
Do you remember the 1919 Chicago White Sox, do you?
No, I don't. I wasn't around then, unfortunately. I know you were in a previous life. A very simple idea, Dave. It's not Liveline on the telly. It's looking at... It's like reeling in the Liveline, trying to trace back what happened, various people, stories, projects that were helped... that were supported, people who came on the programme over the years, what happened to them after the programme, what happened to the issues they raised, what happened to the projects that Liveline got involved in. I've been pushing the idea for a few years, but now it looks like its day has come. We're making a six-part series. We've made a pilot. We had to make a pilot first and showed it to the powers that be, and they liked it, and they've commissioned six of them, so they'll be going out between now and Christmas.
Okay, you must, Joe. I mean, like, in your sort of any walk of life, everybody must say, I heard that thing a few weeks. By the way, whatever happened to... And you might necessarily know whatever happened to, and you might necessarily have followed up because you can't follow up everything. But is it a kind of a response to the whatever happened to, and so many people want to know, well, this is how they're now going to know?
Totally, because the nature of Liveline, as you know, it's a very rolling, very energetic daily programme. Subjects change within the programme, some subjects change within the week. And sometimes when one issue is raised and people ring in and say, we'll help, we'll do this, we'll try and get someone home from America, we'll try and repatriate this, we'll try and help that A&E unit, we'll try and help that family in diffs or whatever. By the time the next Liveline comes around, it's moved on to, as always happens, more urgent topics. So it was a simple thing. People were always stopping me saying, whatever happened to family of, whatever happened that house you built, whatever happened those, for example, 10 years ago, I think it's 10 years ago this time, believe it or not, Liveline secured five magnificent, they were, and I know this is an oxymoron, magnificent prefabs. They were state-of-the-art units we got from various business people. Everyone chipped in for the Matter A&E unit. Do you remember the Matter A&E unit 10 years ago?
I remember all the whole thing that happened.
It was in bits, and we put together, companies came through with equipment, chairs, heating, cleaning. They were, and they all arrived in RTE. The Matter refused to accept them. They could have done with them at the time because they have a brilliant A&E unit, but it's now, it's only open in the last 12 months. But whatever happened, those five porter cabins, as they were called. Well, I can tell you, David, they are doing extraordinarily well in various charities around the country. And that's one little, that'll take up about 2 minutes, I think, of the programme. Whatever happened,
Hold on a second, that's only going to be 2 minutes of a programme. How many different items in terms of Liveline will you have on callback? Like on one edition of callback?
We have quite a few, because if you Liveline's on 5 days a week, 51 weeks of the year, 75 minutes a day, totally live, all phone calls from beginning to end, there's been an inordinate number of stories. And the reason I kind of start pushing the idea is when I wrote a lot about Liveline in the book I wrote a number of years ago that sank, as you know, without trace, or rose without trace, my so-called autobiography, as it was. I wrote a lot about Liveline and all of the stories in Liveline, and the one of the spin-offs from that is people saying, like, what did happen to the family of Susie Long or whatever? What did happen to Susie Long's campaign to get a hospice unit in Kilkenny? What happened to the family of Baiba Salute, who was actually shot after was a tragic incident in 2004?
Hold on, Joe, if we just look at the story of Susie Long, what will you do in the programme? For instance, if we're talking about healthcare for cancer patients, we're talking about Kilkenny, etc., will it go into wider issues, or does it stay with the personal story of Susie Long?
No, it stays with the personal stories. The wider issues are for other programmes, but Liveline has always been and will always be, and the strength of Liveline, if it is a strength, is, I think, around its human stories.
Do you remember the story that you head of the woman who took the reg plate of two scammers, and then who had robbed 10 grand supposedly off a neighbour, and then there was an M50 chase or something that was Navan Road, ended up in a car park in Greystones and all that. Will you do reconstructions and show all that?
Dave, you should be directing movies, not talking about movies. You are the Quentin Tarantino of Irish radio. You really are. The Hateful Eight is the next movie, by the way.
That's right, it's looking good, actually,
Anyway, I've seen that. Yes, and not only that, we reconstructed that. That was an incredible day, where we decided after months of people, and old people especially, Dave, being scammed by these bousies with tarmac and fixing the tiles on the roof. One day, 1:45, woman rings in, I think it's from around the south side of Dublin, said they've just scarpered off with 10 grand, the usual story, put the old person in the van, in the transit van, down to the bank or the post office, got out the 10 grand cash, back to the house, and three card trick, and out goes the money. And she got the reg number. She got the reg number, and she gave out the reg. I didn't think about it. She didn't think about it. She gave out the reg number. 2 minutes later, that van is on the M50. Seven minutes later, that van is on the Navan Road. 3:05 on a Friday, that van is in the car park of Lidl in Greystone, surrounded
Where's
by
the
about,
music? Ding, 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 ding.
Exactly. About 8 listeners. And the Gardaí arrived, and they took it up from there. And it's Liveline.
And that's when O.J. Simpson was arrested. Okay, look, I'll tell you what. Look, I mean, all these stories, like, you're going to do them or you're not going to do them in terms of the way I say them. And obviously, I'm being slightly sort of, I don't know, a bit funny about them. But, like, I mean, you're talking about a lot of years. You're talking about a lot of stories. You're talking about six programmes. One is a piloted one already.
Yeah,
what have
you
done in the piloted programme?
We've done Susie Long.
All right.
We've done the Tarmac Adam. That story I've just spoken about, the reconstruction.
Okay.
We've done a couple of other shorter. So we've done the repatriation of Sean Parker, a magnificent story that began with great, great sadness. Phone call from a local authority in the UK. We have the body here of an Irishman in his 70s, we believe. He's been living with us, so to speak. No relations. Sean Parker. Does anyone in Ireland know of this man? And off it went. And a community in the west of Ireland said, we think he is one of ours. We think his family left here. He ended up in Artane back in the 50s. And a magnificent coming together, the community, Aer Lingus, funeral directors, church, clergy, people from all over the country, immigrant groups, and we brought Sean Parker home and the community buried him. And it was just, and it's a simple little thing, simple story in many ways, but what people don't realise, when Liveline finishes at 3:00, the production team are firing away and they're trying to sort out a myriad of things that arise from the programme. And often at 1:00, when we think we have 5 phone calls lined up, we discover that the bank have heard that Liveline are doing it, so they sorted out the customer, that the health, the HSE have heard Liveline is doing it. So it's a mix, and it's nothing in the sense compared to what Liveline is, because Liveline is the daily grind, the daily work, the daily big workload that it is.
By the way, speaking of the daily grind and the daily work, before you even get there, do you still get up at 6 and swim and go to the gym and read the papers and text your team in by 8:00 in the morning, hopefully, and they lie to you and pretend they're sitting at their desk?
Right away, I get up at 6 and go to the gym with little effect, as you know. But I do, and you know the amazing thing, Dave, when I'm on the treadmill and I see something and I text in the team answer, because they're there from where, as you well know.
I saw them earlier on, up there beavering away.
You see them early every morning. And that's the... By the way, that's what we're all paid to do.
Joe, by the way, you're not a social worker. You're not a politician. Do you ever think you are? Do you ever think you have to be?
No. I'm very clear on that. The Liveline has a particular job to do. One is to get listeners to try and stay up at the top of what RTE Radio does every day at 1:45, which is a very unusual time, to say the least. And luckily enough, we've managed to stay up there for a long time.
And sometimes you're the man to break the rules as well. I mean, quite recently, Marion had to use a stopwatch for her 50-50. You didn't.
No, we didn't on the... Well, we didn't. We decided to do the marriage referendum over 3 days.
Yeah.
The moratorium kicked in on the Thursday. We did Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and we knew by 2:30 on Wednesday if we needed to calibrate it one way or the other, you just look at your calls and say, we need 4 more no's or 3 more yeses, and off you go. So,
Joe, have you ever met anybody who said, oh, Joe Duffy, how are you? God, you know, I went on your programme there about 2 years ago. What a mistake that was.
No, I haven't actually.
I have. I've met a few that I've been on Joe Duffy. God, I wish I hadn't.
Okay, well, there.
I must introduce you to them.
What end of the spectrum are they from, David? Uh-huh. I don't know. But anyway,
criminals, a lot of them.
Even PR companies and big organisations that do shy away, and their PR companies tell them, don't go near Liveline if somebody is raising an issue. I think they should.
Yeah.
I think over the years, companies that have come on and fessed up or said, listen, we made a mistake, or we'd repay the money, or argue in favour of what happened, I think they've done well.
But Joe, it's the personal thing that's so important to the programme that you do. Like, the item is important to the person who calls in, therefore it's important to you. And what you might give is practical advice or help or a job or whatever it happens to be, like a forum. If you give a stage for people to say whatever it is, but the programme on TV is simply following up on some of the people that have touched people down through the years on your radio programme, right?
Exactly. You've got it in one.
Right, okay. Well, if I've got it in one, I might just leave it there. And we'll hear you then, Joe.
I've got it.
I never was good at maths.
1:45 today. 1850, 715, 815.
Talk to Joe. I have a 12-year-old who goes around saying that. Oh, God, this is really pathetic, you know. Anyway, listen, okay, good man yourself, Joe. By the way, call back is going to be on when? When do we see it?
We say it starts, it's 6 weeks, and it finishes in the week leading up to Christmas.
When does it start?
Do the math.
I'm no good at it. Okay, early November.
The spirit level of the programme I do on a Sunday for the Religious Affairs Department, that's coming back as well for 6 weeks. I get 6 weeks here, there and everywhere.
Joe, good man yourself. Thanks very much for talking to us, Joe. Good luck. Take it easy.